After spring football was canceled in March, head coach Pete Shinnick and the Argonaut program moved into summer with many of the activities normally aimed at the upcoming season, with one exception.
We've added a handful of players throughout the course of that time. We've been able to get our guys. We were in that place back in the spring where we couldn't have our guys on campus working out. We just got them cleared. They've all tested. They've all gotten their test results back.
Without going into detail, Shinnick confirmed Thursday there have been members of the program who have tested positive for COVID-19.
We can't release that information, but there have. You know, we have not done anything as a group yet. So as of this morning, so everyone who worked out this morning with our program has been negative. The tests that have been positive, they've all been outside of our program doing anything together.
The youngest program in the state of Florida, the national champions, the West Florida Argonauts.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Work to defend the Division II crown began just after UWF's 48-40 win over Minnesota State last December, but the pandemic has thrown a major wrench into those works. Last week, the Gulf South Conference delayed the start of all fall sports until late September or early October.
Well, I think it's the wise decision to make right now with the current climate and what's taking place. I think it puts our student athletes in the safest situation possible moving forward.
The league's action comes as no real surprise to Shinnick or to the rest of the UWF athletics program.
Obviously, this decision wasn't made lightly. There was a tremendous amount of thought put into this, and it's really been an ongoing discussion all throughout the summer with the conference. I think it puts us in the best situation possible to be able to play a season and get done what we want to get done.
Gulf South Conference member schools are now working together on schedules that fit the timeline for competition in hopes of a significant fall season. The new schedules for football, volleyball, and soccer involve conference opponents only. That means Shinnick's crew will take the field only seven times in 2020.
That was one of the reasons that the decision was made. We could stay regionally. Travel would be much shorter. Texas A&M Commerce was going to come to us. That was traveling across a couple of states. We were going to go up to Missouri and play a team. Now we're really staying regionally with our travel, which I think puts our student athletes in a safer environment.
For now, everything still day-to-day, says Shinnick, both in Florida and with institutions nationwide.
Right now, we feel good about the schedule that's in place, the timing of the schedule, and you know how much time we have before we bring our players back and practice. I think that's the next domino to fall, is let's see where we are once we've cleared this hurdle.
As mentioned, the conference-only timeline wipes out UWF's season-opening football game with Texas A&M Commerce, which would have been a rematch of the 2017 D2 National Championship game. Plans are to play at Commerce next year and bring them to Bayfront Stadium in 2022. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.